Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saints Cosmas and Damian, martyrs. And from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is the director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology, St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, The Wearisome to Afflicted Spectrum.
Where does your life fall on the wearisome to afflicted spectrum? Listen to these words from the first chapter of Ecclesiastes, cited in today's first reading. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What do people gain from all the toil at which they toil under the sun? A generation goes, a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. All things are wearisome, more than one can express. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. The reading portrays life as lackluster, tedious, boring, depressing, Sisyphean, and wearisome, altogether more than one can express. As disciples, if this is how we sometimes feel, I can only say that it's time to shake our lethargy and wake up. Consider, by contrast, the countless people who suffer real affliction, and consider the disciples who suffer affliction to the point of death. Consider Saints Cosmas and Damian, for example, the twin brothers whose martyrdom the Church remembers in today's optional memorial. Third century Christians, they practiced medicine without a fee and attracted many to the practice of the faith. They were arrested and put to death during the Diocletian persecution. The optional first reading for the memorial comes from the third chapter of the Book of Wisdom and speaks of affliction, punishment, and utter destruction. The reading says, "They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before people indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble." God invites us into the fiery furnace of discipleship, even to remain steadfast in the chastisement of affliction. God refines us as gold in the furnace, and we shall shine in the time of God's visitation. Sent on God's mission, we shall dart as sparks through stubble, on fire with the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, announcing the transforming promise of God's love.